This is podcast number 191 for the Well-Educated Mother's Heart. Hi, I'm Marlene Peterson, and today I have a story and a song for you. As we turn to a study of music this month in our Mother's University, it is fitting to tell you a story of a song. 26 years ago, my family was going through some really hard struggles. We had made a daring move without a safety net to a new state with 8 little children in tow, and we were trying to get a new business running. After some months, it looked like things were finally looking up when I had this dark, ominous feeling of something bad heading our way that I just couldn't shake. I finally asked my husband for a special prayer, a blessing, for added spiritual strength, and in that blessing, he blessed me with something unusual that even he didn't understand why he said it. He said that I would have a song that night placed in my heart that would bring me comfort and strength in the days ahead, and that it was important that I acknowledge the source of that song. I'm not a songwriter or a singer, so I didn't look at it as literally having a song placed in my heart, but rather thought it must have referred to a lightness of heart. But the next morning, I woke up with a melody running through my mind. As I got up to play it on the piano, the harmonies unfolded through my fingers along with these words: "Doubt not, fear not, reach up and look to me. Patience, comfort, be still, I am with thee. And your burdens I will bear, my promises are sure. Trust in me, I will not fail thee. You are my child." Not long after that, everything that could go wrong went wrong, and we went through many, many difficult years. But that song repeatedly played in my heart and gave me comfort and strength to keep trusting and to keep going. I knew I hadn't written the song. I've tried to write songs since then, and this is the only song that has ever come out of me. And I can tell you, although there were many tears and hardships, he did bear my burdens, and he has never failed me. From the very beginning, I had a sense there was a second part to the song. I could hear in my mind's ear a harmonizing melody weaving around this first melody, but I didn't have the musical skills to pull it out. In fact, I didn't have the musical skills to even write the song down to share it with anyone. For 26 years, while my family from time to time heard me play the piano accompaniment, the song itself was only sung in my heart. I was the only one who had ever heard it. Over the years, I tried to write the second part, but finally the impression came to me that the second part wasn't mine to write, that it would be given to someone else, and I felt it would come in a time of troubles when people wouldn't know where to turn or what to do, and the song would give them hope. Furthermore, I felt it could only come to someone who had the capacity to receive it as a gift. Fast forward to the Simple Joy Conference I held a few years ago. I invited the daughter of a dear friend of mine to teach us about the joy of music. That was the first time I met Rachel Molman, and as I got to know her, the thought crossed my mind that she was the one who would write the rest of the song. But I chased the thought away. She was way out of my league. She was an accomplished musician who had arranged musical numbers for choirs to sing in the general conferences of my church. She had won numerous awards. I didn't even know if my simple little song was musically sound. I felt to just wait, so I did, and a few more years passed. Then, one day earlier this year, she posted a song she had written about doubting not, fearing not, and I felt an unmistakable nudge. It's time. Share the song with her and ask for her help. So I did. She was kind, but she said she has a lot of requests for help with songs and had a lot of her own projects she was trying to work on. At first, she tried to think of a way to teach me enough about music to do it myself, but then she stopped herself and said, "No, let me take a look." The only way I could get the song to her was to record the piano part on my phone and send the words separately, hoping that she could connect the two parts. A few days later, I got a recording from her. Can I even describe the thrill of hearing, after 26 years, for the first time with my ears the song that had only played in my heart. I told her if that is all that happened, I was so grateful. Then a few more months went by and I didn't hear from her. Until one morning a couple of months ago, September 11th to be exact, I got a text. Rachel wrote, "I didn't expect this, but perhaps that's why. The rest of your song came this morning." Here are the words. "So many voices, so many questions, so many choices. I need direction. And as I ponder the path ahead, I am reminded and my thoughts are led to Him, my Lord, my God. His promises are sure. I know He will not fail me. I am His child." She later told me that she had been trying to write something for months, but nothing would come. She finally decided to tell me that it just wasn't her song to write. After making that decision, she got up early that morning to read her scriptures, and before she even picked them up, the melody and words flowed through her. She said it couldn't have been more than 10 minutes, and the song was done. She made a recording for me and sent it that day, and I wept. It was perfect. There were certain harmonies within the song that I'd heard in my mind's ear, but I never discussed them with her. And now here they were, woven into the song. After all these years, the song was finished. We decided together to name it "I Am His Child," truly the message of the song. It wasn't lost on either of us that her great-grandmother, Mildred Pettit, wrote the music to another song that carries the same message, "I am a child of God." Within a couple of days, Rachel sent me the sheet music, and as I started sharing it with family and a few friends, they felt the spirit of the message. I have reflected on the words of a wonderful spiritual leader. Inspiration can come to those whose talents are barely adequate. I am certainly the person of barely adequate talents, and I marvel that He could pair me with someone with extraordinary talents. And together, we could offer a message of hope to others that neither of us could have done alone. There are plans to create a video that can be shared after the holidays, but I felt a need to share this song and its message right now. I know there are many people who are feeling uncertainties. And by the way, I've attached a PDF of the sheet music in the podcast notes. May you feel the peace and comfort that only He can give. He will not fail thee. You are His child. Here is the song as sung by Rachel and her son, Jim.
So many voices, so many questions, so many choices. I need direction. And as I ponder the path ahead, I am reminded and my thoughts are led to Him, my Lord, my God. His promises are sure. I know He will not fail me. Still I am with Thee, and Your burdens I will bear. My promises are sure, trust in Me, I will not fail Thee. You are my child.
So many questions,
reach out.
So
burdens I will bear. My promises are sure, trusting.